Welcome to Love Fellowship Believers, a non-denominational church desiring to fulfill God's will. We invite you to join us in an atmosphere of praise and worship in the powerful teachings of Christ delivered in a most creative way that reaches every age. Located at 1900 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Greensboro, North Carolina, on the wonderful campus of Gillespie Park Elementary School. This year, we're focusing on building a foundation solidified by grace, with walls made by faith, and our homes being filled with salvation by being united in living devotion. We promise you, visiting us online or in the sanctuary will be an experience that will be life-changing and one you'll never forget. We hope to see you soon. Services begin at 11 a.m. Have a blessed day.
And that's something that he wants all us to have. It's something that he wants us to have, and that is his word. And today I want to use for a topic, we need to find balance. I spoke a little bit on this, like in a daily word, like at the women's retreat. But the Lord had put this in my spirit because I've really been ministering to married couples. I've been ministering to people about you need to find balance. And we all here need to find balance. Now, Minister McClary, you come on up, please. Elena. Where your children at? I need your children too. Come, Elena's children, James' children. Now I'm going to use a little demonstration here this morning, because I want y'all to catch this. All right, we have Minister McClary here. Y'all get on this side, because that side going to get. So I'm going to use him as a scale. So on this side, he got his family, he got his wife, his children. They weighing him down on that side. Then Brother Todd, you can come on up. Brother Todd, you can come on up. Sister Minnie, Sister Tony, y'all come on up. Tabby, you come on up. Now he's in the middle and he got himself. Now he got to worry about his family. He got to worry about all them. Then he got to worry about Tabby on the job. Then he got to worry about her calling, worrying him. And then he got to worry about the, some more people calling him. And if you wait, if you look at it, put your arms out, Jane. Put your arms out. Now, you can raise that and up. Now, put that up and down, because them people over there, the ones going to really weigh you down. They're going to weigh you down, too. They're going to weigh you down, too. So once you he got all that on his plate, all that, and when he got all that on his plate, he ain't got his mind focused on God. He got too many distractions and stuff going on. So, I'm just using this for a demonstration. Now let's get to the word. Amen. Now, we are pulled in all kinds of directions. We are pulled with work. We are pulled with family. We are pulled with church, and then a whole lot more. It says, how in the world can we find balance? How can I have more balance in my life? This is perhaps the most question people ask themselves every day. And this sermon for me too, because a lot of times we have to find balance. Hidden behind the idea of balance, what they're usually really looking like, a to-do list. Everybody got a to-do list. Everybody got a calendar. Everybody got stuff to kind of help them stay on focus. But we need to focus less on things. Like, people want us to do this. People want us to do that. People, 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 people. We need to know ourselves in order to manage our commitments and to steward the gifts that God has given us. Now here is three things that we must do first First, we must abide in Jesus in prayer. Then second, we need to abide in the word and abide in his love. To live a spiritual life that we need is to have God to fill his presence in our life with constant prayer. We do not need to be isolated with all kinds of things that's going on. We need to focus on God first. Now, how can you tell when you have been ignored? That's one thing in your life. Like Martha, we looked at her. She was distracted and frustrated because she had to get all this food together, get all this stuff together for everybody. And then Mary, her sister sitting there not doing anything. But we need some Marthas in the house, and we also need some Marys in the house. Amen? Because if we don't have somebody busy to come and do what we need to do, like sitting up these chairs on Sunday and all this stuff, we need some Marthas. We need people to do work. We need people to come and get into his word. So we need to find out which one of is we going to be today. Really, you can be both of them if you balance your life. First things first, Mary being with Jesus, then Martha doing things with Jesus. We need to put Jesus first, and then we will have enough strength to work, to do our work. Because a lot of times we be bottled up with all this stuff, carrying the children to practice, carrying the children here, carrying that person there, and just doing our jobs, calling us to do this and do that. You on a job, you don't really love your job, you're just there to get a paycheck. So you all stressed out, blood pressure running up, you're getting sick, and you're wondering why. Because you got all this stuff bottled up in you. And when you got all that bottled up in you, you cannot do what you need to do that God has purposely designed you to do in your life. Now Psalms 27:4 says, "There is one thing I desire of the Lord, that will I seek, is that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." Now we look here, David said, desire was to seek the Lord, to see him and to know more about him. David also answered that he wanted to inquire in his temple. God has a plan. He has a purpose for every person, and he will give you the wisdom, he will give you the knowledge and the guidance if you would just seek him first. John 1:5 says, "If any of you like wisdom, let him ask God, who is giving you all liberty and will reproach, and it will be given to him." Now first we must abide in prayer. John 15:1-3 says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes it away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges, and it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because the word which I have spoken to you." Jesus is using this metaphor to describe a relationship with him. We have to have a relationship with God. It's just like our relationship with our family and our loved ones. We have to have a relationship. And in order to have a good relationship, we have to fix us first. We have to first fix us. Like I said before, we all up into too much. We have too much on our plate sometimes. And sometimes you just have to let go. But here in the word, God is talking about, he wants us to bear fruit. Sometimes we need to purge our lives, remove things that keep us from being fruitful. If you cut branches off a tree, it is no longer bearing fruit. Ask yourself the question. What kind of fruit? What kind of fruit is I bearing this morning? Galatians 5:22-23, it says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, greatness, and self-control." Think about that. Do you always have the joy of love in your heart, the spirit of joy, the spirit of peace? Do you really have patience? Are you always kind? Goodness? Faith? Are you really faithful in what you're doing? You're doing all other stuff, but are you really faithful in the main thing? Gentleness and self-control. This is what happens when you neglect our personal relationship with Jesus. He wants us to have a personal relationship with him. In John 15, verses 4 and 6, he said, "Abide in me, and I in you. As the branches cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine and you are the branch. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you cannot do anything. You can't do anything. If we don't have Christ Jesus in our life, we cannot do anything. First thing when you get up in the morning should be you praising God for another day and asking him to lead you, to guide you where you need to go. But you know, we don't do that. We just up out of the bed, wash our face, brush our teeth, take our baths, and off we go. I don't care if you have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. You need to always spend some time with the Lord. Now me, my me time is in the morning, because if I don't get it in the morning, I'm not going to get it, because like I'm preaching to myself, people are pulling me this way. Somebody's pulling me that way. So my me time for me and the Lord is early in the morning. Then I also have to take a me time for me to go get my exercises, do what I need to do to be healthy and try to eat right. And one day I'm going to get it in my head about eating right. I read y'all say, "Lord, listen to her. She say this all the time. We're sick of hearing that." But I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it. We're going to get it. We're going to get it in his word today. We're going to get it. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them in the fire and they are burnt. Now, we look at this. If we don't bear fruit, we will be cast out like the branches and thrown into fire. Now, I know we don't want to be cast out and thrown in no fire, because I'm saying ouch, ouch, ouch on that right there. And it said, abide in Jesus means separating time, focusing on your relationship with him. It is sharing your heart with him and taking the time to listen to him. As they sung that song this morning, I just want to worship the Lord. I just want to please his heart. I want to love on him. We need to have that in our spirit. That is truly a worship song. And it was in my spirit on yesterday. And then when they sung it this morning, it really blessed my soul. Because whatever I do, I want to please him. Because it's all about him. It's nothing about me or nothing I've done. People always say, "Oh, you didn't know." I didn't do nothing. Because if it hadn't been for God putting it in my heart to do it, I wouldn't have did it in the first place. So we got to spend that quality time with the Lord to know what we need to do. It is sharing your heart with him and taking time to listen to everything that he wants us to do. It happens in relationships. Sometimes we think, "Well, why my relationship is not working? Why my marriage is not working? Why ain't my relationship working with my boyfriend? Why ain't my relationship working with such and such in church?" It's because we haven't spent time to understand people. And Pastor always say that we have to spend time with one another to learn to know one another. Because we cannot sit back and try to judge people, because we don't know them. We got to spend time to have that relationship with them to understand, "Well, why she do that? Why she do that?" Well, once you develop that relationship, you'll find out why people do what they do. Number 2 says, abide in Jesus and his word. John 15, verses 7 through 8, it says, if you abide in me and my word abides in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this, my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciple. Now we see here, First Peter chapter 2, verses 1 and 3. It says, therefore, lay aside all malice and deceit, envy, and all evil speaking. As newborn babies, desire pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. If indeed you have taste that the Lord is gracious. As we abide in the word, we will grow spiritually. Abide in Jesus and his love. John 15:9 says, as the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If we don't taste and see that the Lord is good, we won't have a desire to pray or to read our Bible or even to meditate on our first love. Jesus loved us first. It says in John 1 John 4:19, it says, we love him because he first loved us. He loves us. And if he done a great thing on Calvary's cross for us, why can't we do in return to show him that we love him? Why can't we can't get into his word, study, pray, come together, assemble in this house, or assembly in Bible study to come together and to love him? And to one thing I like about Bible study, Pastor Webb and all of them that come, they input Sister Sheila and Brother Larry. I really love Brother Larry because he really will challenge you in the Bible. And then Sister Tabby, everybody come out, and I just have such a good time that I don't want to do it on the phone. Yeah, you can call in on the phone and listen to stuff, but it's not like it is in person when you're actually sitting there under the word and the teaching. So, you know, and technology has fixed it so that, oh, well, I'm not going to go to church this Sunday because I'll just listen to it on the line or either I'll listen to prayer line. And I tried that on the prayer line. I said, I'm not going to Bible study. I'll just listen to it on the prayer line. And I did. And like I told Miss Virginia, I said, well, I'm not excited about it like I am when I'm in amongst other believers. I'm not excited about it. I'm not getting that yearning that what others has to say. So when God says that he wants the saints to assemble together, I guess that's the reason he wants us to come together, because somebody's got a testimony there, something that's going to really bring that out. And so we just need to get into his word and taste and see that the Lord is good. And truly God is a good God. He's an awesome God. And when we know and believe the love of Jesus has for us, we become more loving. We will. We will become more loving. If you really abide in his word, he will show you some stuff that will turn you around. Now, I ain't perfect, and I ain't where I need to be, but I'm trying to get where I need to really truly be. But knowing him and getting instructions from him, and he'll say, all right, Cindy, calm it down. Calm it down. You need to calm yourself down. Because sometimes I get overexcited about stuff. I really do. And before I know it, I done made myself upset. I done made myself feel yucky. And I'm not the only one in here like that. All of us have been that way. I'm pretty sure if some of your husbands could tell, and if some of the wives could tell how some of you do, I bet they'd be go, oh, he makes me so sick. But that ain't the way life's supposed to be. That ain't the way we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be loving for one another. Because when I get my husband, and if we disagree, we're going to show agree for the night's out. Because I don't want him to go to bed sleep mad with me. Notice I said when I get my husband. And if I don't get one, I'm still going to be all right. Because he still got to work on me too, because I'm so used to being in control of my life. God is first control, but I mean, I don't know if I'm ready for somebody to just take over. I would like that man to come in, take over, pay the bills, and I don't have to do any of that stuff. Like Deacon Stacy. I always put him up on that, but like him. Some man I can depend on to do what he's supposed to do and love me for who I am. That's the kind of man that we're looking for. For me. Y'all keep praying. Now, let us get back into the word. 1 John 3:1, it says, behold, what manner of love that fathers lavish on us. We need to meditate on it. It's not Mary or Martha. It's Mary first, then go into the love and serve and bless. See, we get his word in us. Like Mary, she was sitting there. She wanted to get into what Jesus was saying. And Martha, she was busy. We need Martha too, but because part of life, we're going to have a busy life. We're going to have a family that we need to take care of and go see about. We're going to have things that's going to happen that's going to cause us to be, but we need to find balance to do all that stuff. Know yourself. This is a case where knowledge is power. You cannot expect to make good decisions about your time. You need to ask God to show you the talents and show you what he needs you to do, what you are good in. And I often tell people about their jobs, I said, well, maybe I ought to get another job, something you like doing. Well, no, they pay enough for me to take care of my family. But is it worth you being in misery? Is it worth you being evil all the time? Because sometimes your job will make you so evil, and people can make you evil to you be able to, you snaps at anybody. So in order to not snap, crack, or pop on anybody, we got to get that love what we're doing and find balance in our life. Because it's the balance that's going to help us to make good decisions in our life and give us strength and show us where our weaknesses are and give us goals to things that we need to do in life. We need to realize that do we strive best in situations that cause us to possess or do problem solvers? Are we relationship builders, and that I value open communications and challenge identifying in our workplace? Or do we have the faith to believe God and focus on God that he will continue to show us what we need to do? We need to understand ourselves better, and once we get into the word of God, he will show us how to understand ourselves better. He will show us how we need to balance our life, because we have to be a person that be able to wait on God. We don't want to be in stress, because when you are in stress, it causes high blood pressure, it causes you to get diabetes. Stress will cause you not your body not to heal. I bet y'all didn't know that. If you are in stress and anything, your body will not heal, you will not have success in your marriage if you stress. And some of us are so stressed out, our head be hurt, and then you wonder why your head hurt. Now, this is breast cancer month, and I'm going to go ahead and say this, because I really y'all get tired of me talking about breast cancer, but I'm going to continue to talk about it until the Lord put me in the ground and get me back up, or however he want to do. But when I was battling breast cancer, people really didn't understand me. They were like, she has breast cancer. Even my doctor told me, you're not going to cry. I mean, what am I crying for? Why would I cry? I did shed some tears, but why would I be, I got breast cancer. What am I going to do? I had faith in God. I believe God, whatever way he took it, that it shall come to pass. And so that's with life. We have to have that same attitude with life. If you have faith in God to believe in your relationship, family, jobs, or whatever it is, if you have that faith to believe that he's going to do it, then he will do it. But if you still sitting up there letting the little devil get on your shoulders, and sometimes it ain't even the devil, it's just you, wants to be you. Because if it ain't all about you, then it ain't. But it ain't about you. It's about Jesus this morning. And so as I looked at that, the doctor's telling me that, I was like, well, maybe he'll get it. You don't have to be all burned out. You don't have to be all stressed out. Because if you have faith in God, that when he bring you into a situation, don't you know he's going to get you out of that situation? If you continue to pray and seek him first, he will get you out of the situation that you're in. Praise God. We need to learn how to manage our commitments. As you probably already know, your career loan could easily consume you. And in your family responsibility, volunteers request from community organizations, churches, and everything you're trying to get involved in, it will burn you out. If you say yes to everything that come your way, oh, yes, I do it. I'm a yes person. I'm Superman. I can do it, do it, do it. You will burn yourself out. What we have to do is to make commitments that we know that we can do. Make commitments that we can strive to do. Because if we don't, we're going to be burned out. And it says in Ecclesiastes 3, it says, there's a time and a season for everything. And sometimes everything ain't your thing. Everything is not your thing. Everything is not your thing to do. So you need to seek God first. You need to have that relationship with God. Ask him, say, God, what must I do? Show me which way to go. And he will. He'll show you which way to go. And somebody was testifying, I forgot who it was, about how Sister Manny, about her son this morning, about this and that. And what she was saying is that she had to leave it alone and let God fix it. And when she took her hand off of it, God worked it out. And that's us with all the stuff that's got us balanced down. We have to give it to God. Let him work it out. We can't always work it out. Because God, he's the only one that can work it out. And so we need to be good stewards. We need to inquire. You know, God, he created each one of us. We are very special to him. He knows exactly what each one of us need. He knows exactly what we need to. Because, you know, sometimes stuff can cause you to go into a depression. It will cause you to go into saying where your mind is all over the place because you're trying to do so much. And what I'm really trying to bring out to you today, when life get crazy, you got to get into your word. You got to pray. Because you cannot be that person God calls you to be because you are going to soon explode. So once you get in your mind that God first, God is always first. Then you get in your mind, if you have family, your family is first. Especially if you got a wife and children, they first. Then we got church, because the church is us. And truly God wants all us. I'm not telling you to hear you go say, when she said put the children first. Then. No, I'm not telling you not to come to church because children now. You know how to plan stuff out where you can balance yourself on that too. But what I'm saying is that when God calls us to do stuff, he will show us, and if we got that determination, he's going to show us how to balance ourselves. He's going to show us where I got to do this, I got to do this. You need to get your calendar, a schedule, because people will make you overbalance yourself with stuff. They will give you stuff that you know you don't need to do that. So you need to put what's important first. What's important first? If you know, I'm trying to figure out, like for Sunday, for instance, everybody, we here at church, we having a good time, praising God, getting word out, and we have to balance our time. Then we know we're going to have church on Sunday, so I got to figure out what I need to do. Because, you know, a lot of people on Saturday, they don't even think about, well, I think about each day as it goes, but I have a plan. I don't wait till Sunday morning to get up to figure out what I'm going to put on. I don't do that. I either get it out during the week or either I get it out on the weekend. And if I don't, I just grab whatever and keep moving. But a lot of people, it stresses them out because they got to look a certain way when they come to church. But that's not true. As long as you dress, I don't care if you got on a pair of jeans, a shirt, or whatever, you dress, you're fine. But you need to really learn how to balance yourself, because it will help you physically and emotionally, and it will help you spiritually. And we need to always realize that we can do multiple tasks. We can. But we need to balance ourselves. Ask God, what should we do to consider for him to do his will in our life. We always put him first, then yourself. You got to do you first. Because you got to do me. I got to do me first. I got to get me right first in order for me to be able to help somebody else. Do y'all agree with that? You got to get yourself right before you can be able to help anybody. I mean, even your family. If you ain't got yourself right, then you're gonna be hollering and screaming and carrying on at your family. And then you're going to holler and scream at your coworkers and whoever. You're going to just be all out of shape. But if you got this right and you got the love of God in your heart and you practice patience and love and all that, He's going to give it to you. Because I just thank God for this word this morning, because we do need to find balance. We need to know what's supposed to be first. Put stuff that lines up first. So I just praise God for that word. If you didn't get anything out of it, I did, because God is very good. And I just thank God for the balance that He has shown me in my life. Because if we seek after Him, He will give us the desires of our heart. And I was telling people this morning about my blessing, how I wanted some, because in your word, the Bible tells us you have not because you ask not. So if you ask God for something and you believe it in your heart, He will give you what he will let you receive what you ask for. And I'm a firm believer that life and death is in the power of the tongue. So whenever I speak something, I want it to come to life. I don't want to speak dead stuff. I want to speak good stuff. So once I start speaking stuff, I want stuff to start coming into life. It's just like this church we have here at LFB. Every seat will be filled in this church. I mean, I know this is Jeho, a lot of people out celebrating it, but every seat will be filled completely to capacity, where we're going to have to bring in those fold-up chairs to put people in the seat. I do believe that. Once people get into their mind and their heart what come first, they will see that they need to assemble into the house of the Lord and seek after Him. So as we come together as person decision time, I ask that if this word has touched your heart and you know that you're not balanced and all that stuff, we ask God that you can come up and we're going to pray together. And I want this song to play that it ministers.